This morning, I'm talking with Ruth Olson. She's a longtime volunteer for the Clean Works Project in Grand Rapids. The main goal of the project is to reduce the rate of HIV. To do that, it runs a needle exchange program. Drug users can turn in used syringes and pick up a clean one. Ruth, tell me, how did the project start?
When our organization started was around the same time the Grand Rapids City Commission developed a task force. They were seeing a rise in HIV and just said, we need to investigate some options for our city to really curb this. So starting in, 10 years ago, we just had our 10th anniversary. We have been operating in the Hartside neighborhood, which is a very diverse urban neighborhood. We have been operating our needle exchange. And at the time when it started, HIV rates among people who choose to inject drugs was pretty high. I mean, we're talking like roughly 20%, give or take, you know, what study you look at. We now have in the single digits people who choose to inject drugs who are HIV positive. So we have seen a huge shift in that demographic not contracting HIV, which we're very proud of.
Tell me about the ripple effect to the broader community and then to the state. Do you see any effects that go further than just the Grand Rapids area?
When we started, obviously, the bullseye was HIV. We want to prevent, you know, the spread of HIV in the populations we serve. So that was kind of our bullseye. But what's happened, one of the ripple effects, is after doing some research, we discovered that overdose in our area, it's the second leading cause of accidental death in our county, probably is in a lot of other counties as well. But we found that in greater Kent County, people dying at astonishing rates of overdose. So a few years ago, we decided to institute overdose prevention training. So our clients come in, and it's all doctor-supervised and all that kind of thing, but they come in and they can get a prescription for Narcan, which can reverse an opiate overdose. But we have had, we just had a report this week, that since we instituted that overdose prevention training, we have had 59 people report to us. So this is only reported. The number is probably much greater. 59 people have reported that they have reversed an opiate overdose because of our training. So we look at numbers like that and say that's 59 people who most likely would be dead.
What were some of the challenges getting off the ground, and what are some of the challenges that maybe you still face?
Well, I think philosophically, harm reduction as a philosophy is pretty misunderstood. Harm reduction essentially is let's meet people where they are and help them take that baby step, sometimes a tiny baby step, toward improving their health and the health of the people they interact with. So, i.e., needle exchange is very controversial because, you know, there's a reigning idea that harm reduction, how about harm elimination? You know, people just shouldn't use drugs, you know, that kind of thing. But we believe that when you meet people where they are and help them take that next kind of baby step, you can start them on a course toward, you know, greater improvement overall.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking these questions. We really believe in our program and are really excited to see it grow and flourish and be reproduced around the state.
Ruth Olson is with the Clean Works Project in Grand Rapids. To learn more about the What's Working series, visit our redesigned website, michiganradio.org, and click on the What's Working link. I'm Christina Shockley.